Georgie, G-E-O-R-G-I-E, G-E-O-R-G-I-E, Lapsley, L-A-P-S-L-E-Y, 5-16-35. So she's 88. Let me see. Oh, why are you making me do that? No, wait a minute. What is this? 1935. So she's 89. Yeah, I was right. She's an 89-year-old woman, originally from Alabama, lives in Texas now with her grandson. She has a history of COPD, atrial fibrillation, gouty arthritis, hypertension, and dementia. Patient has been on hospice now for some time. She's having very slow decline. She continues to have shortness of breath with activity, but she's able to still get out of bed and go to the bathroom, and she's not lost any bowel and bladder control, has not had any issues with loss of bowel and bladder control. Her weakness remains the same. Her forgetfulness is the same and still having the same sundowner syndrome. Patient is now being looked at for transfer from palliative hospice care to home health. Medication, O2, Eliquis, Allegra, Allopurinol, Haldol, Bentel, Metoprolol, Morphine. Review of system, her weight has been stable. She's had some weight loss early on. Her weakness remains the same. She still has sundowner syndrome that family's controlling with Haldol, period. Surgery, hysterectomy 30 years ago, allergy, none. COVID immunization, didn't believe in it, never got it. Family history, mom died childbirth, died of pneumonia. Social, she used to be a heavy smoker. She quit smoking 20 years ago. She also used to drink alcohol. She has 3 children. She's been widowed for 3 years. She was a school teacher for 30 years, taught first through the 8th grade, period. Patient, vital signs was obtained through the nurse, 120 over 70, pulse 82, respirations 18. Heart positive, home positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next was able to see skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa with anal lesion. Here we have a 89-year-old woman currently on hospice with slow decline, number one. Number two, given her slow decline, she's being switched to home health. Number three, medication remains the same. Number four, patient's nurse will continue taking care of her. Number five, patient will still be taken care of by the medical director since she's not able to leave, and her prescriptions will be provided through the medical director as before. Thank you. She's definitely homebound. It's almost impossible for her to leave the house and quite taxing for her, and meets the criteria for home health care at home. Thank you.